You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The National Weather Service has confirmed that four tornadoes touched down and did destruction in southern Eau Claire County Monday night. NWS Twin Cities surveyed the area, and they say an EF1 tornado touched down northeast of Mendovia in Buffalo County, then crossed into Eau Claire County briefly before it lifted. It hit wind speeds of 95 miles per hour, ripping shingles, siding, and gutters off of some homes. Large trees were snapped, laying on roads. A second EF1 touched down for a moment west of Foster. It also hit 95-mile-per-hour winds. It damaged a barn and tossed debris into a field. And large trees were seen twisted at the base. Then a brief and weaker third EF0 twister also dropped down near Hale Corner, snapping trees. And a fourth tornado with EF1 damage. It went south and slightly east of Augusta. It took shingles off of a roof, tossing trees down onto a truck and a shed. The storm weakened for a bit as it went over Wausau. Then, it started to tear a path through Burnham Wood and Mattoon. It was rated a high-end EF0 tornado in Shawnee County. The National Weather Service office in Green Bay says the most notable damage was to the roof of an outbuilding and uprooted trees. However, it was on the ground for over 6 miles with winds at 80 miles per hour. No fatalities or injuries were reported. Well, with all of the recent rain, showers, and thunderstorms, the state is officially out of a drought. But with the greening up of the grass and the budding of the trees and flowers, another problem starts. Allergy season has arrived. I'm sure you've already felt it. The sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. And the main over-the-counter meds used to manage it are antihistamines or decongestants.
For our antihistamines, if you're having watery eyes, sneezing, or if you're having like a runny nose, antihistamines are the best medication to use for those symptoms. For decongestions, if you're having like a stuffy nose or nasal congestion, a decongestants will be a best choice for that. But if you are experiencing all symptoms, using both medications will have a complete relief.
That's Rebecca Tao, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health. She says seek medical attention if your symptoms are severe and persistent, and be mindful of potential drug interactions.
Especially to treat high blood pressure, or if you're taking sedative medications such as opioids or anti-anxiety medications or antidepressant medication, because taking these medications together can cause unwanted side effects, or it can also reduce the effectiveness of your prescription drugs.
And there are other ways besides pills, she says you can use to reduce symptoms with lifestyle changes or having certain environmental strategies.
You'll want to wash your hands or face frequently or take showers after you're outdoor, use a purifier in the house, or just cleaning your house regularly can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
And research shows that allergies have only been getting worse with deteriorating air quality and warming temperatures. Cuts to Medicaid could eliminate coverage for 50,000 Wisconsinites and could increase costs for everybody who sees the doctor. Savannah Tomei-Olson tells us more.
Republicans in Congress have passed a resolution to reduce the energy and commerce budget by $880 billion. They're doing that so they can extend President Donald Trump's tax cuts. But most of that money would come from slashing Medicaid. The DHS says Wisconsin would lose about $6.5 billion. That would mean 52,000 Wisconsinites would lose coverage, and the state would have at least an extra $160 million in costs. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna.
Loss of federal funding means the state really has four options. One, the state needs to find more state dollars. The other options are we change who's eligible for Medicaid, so fewer people are eligible, which means the uninsured rate will likely go up. Uninsured rates going up means more uncompensated care in our healthcare infrastructure and hospitals and other providers. The other option is we can cover fewer services. Eliminating optional services often means we end up spending more. And the third option is just cutting provider rates because we have fewer dollars.
And Hannah says that won't just impact the people who rely on Medicaid. If more people are uninsured and can't pay for care when they need it, that means hospitals aren't getting the money for the services they're providing, and costs could go up for everybody. Here in Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1 in 5 people, 60% of people in nursing homes, and 1 in 3 children. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The crime was over 10 years ago, but memories of a Waukesha attack keep coming back. Stuart J. Waddles has more from southeastern Wisconsin.
The release of one of the girls in the Slender Man stabbing has been postponed after the proposed group home location was found to be just 8 miles from her victim's home. The victim's mother told the court this week that her daughter fears encountering Morgan Geiser, who stabbed her 19 times in 2014 to appease the fictional Slender Man character. Geiser's revised release plan must be submitted within 30 days with a hearing set for June.
And Culver's will have a new CEO. Here's Jimmy Cuska with more.
A popular Wisconsin restaurant chain announced its new CEO this week. The new CEO of Culver's will be Julie Fussner. Fussner is the company's 5th CEO and the first woman to hold the title for the company. Fussner has been with Culver's since 2017, becoming the company's first chief marketing officer. Before Culver's, Fussner worked at Kraft Foods. She'll take over for Enrique Silva, who retired in February. Culver's has 151 locations in its home state of Wisconsin and over 1,000 restaurants nationally.
And warmer weather has reached northern Wisconsin, ending the spring thaw road restrictions. Both zones 1 and 2 open today. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says 1,400 miles of state highways are susceptible to damage from heavy trucks as the frost leaves the ground in spring. So now, heavy trucks can go on all of the state's highways. However, local roads, county highways, and village streets, now that's up to the local government. And there is an interactive map tool where you can see seasonal weight restrictions. Haulers with specific questions can contact WisDOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit. WIAA member schools voted on a number of amendments at the WIAA's annual meeting. Jimmy Cuska explains.
Welcome to the 129th annual meeting of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association.
School administrators approved 4 of 5 measures on the table affecting high school sports in Wisconsin at this year's annual meeting. 1 year after failing by 49 votes, an amendment allowing for name, image, and likeness opportunities for high school student athletes easily passed.
We have the results from amendment number 5, the NIL. Supporting the motion, 293. Denying the motion, 108. Motion passes.
Also passing was a requirement for spectators ejected from events to take an online course in sportsmanship in addition to serving a 1-game suspension in order to return. Summer coaching contact days were expanded from a 5-day restriction to include all but the week of July 4th in June and July. And limits for freshman teams were changed to match JV and varsity teams. A measure that would have exempted cross-country from the tournament performance factor failed. The 4 new measures go into effect at the end of May when the WIAA publishes its bulletin.
And Titletown's Summer Fun Days Showcase will feature country star Josh Turner. And it's a free concert. Lisa Hale has the details.
The free event of outdoor fun and activities is from 3 until 10 o'clock on June 7th. The free concert will start at 8:30. No ticket is needed. Free parking will also be available in the Titletown and Lambeau Field parking lots.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing a summary of their efforts to sample and track chronic wasting disease. The DNR says they sampled over 17,000 deer across the state in 2024, with nearly 1,800 testing positive for CWD. The summary also found that nearly 90% of positive samples were taken in the southern farmland zone. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks season comes to an end. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in overtime, 119-118. After the game, there was pushing and shoving at midcourt. Giannis says the father of Indy's Tyrese Halliburton got in his face, taunting, swearing.
I believe like being humble in victory. That's how I am. When you win the game, you gotta tag and with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This is what the F we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful. I've won the championship. They haven't.
The Pacers advance to face the Cavaliers. Baseball, Brewers giving up a couple of runs in the bottom of the first, but went on to beat the White Sox in Chicago 7-2. Freddy Peralta and catcher William Contreras, praised by Pat Murphy.
Freddie and William did a great job after that first inning, you know, to give us six innings, and they're on his heater early, and he made a nice adjustment and showed that he can navigate through someone's just jumping his heater.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've all heard of chewing the worm one might find at the bottom of a tequila bottle, but a snake? True story. A Virginia woman was about to sip her margarita when a snake fell from the ceiling and landed in her glass after slapping her in the forehead. What did the woman do after being freaked out? Naturally, she took a picture for social media. As a result of the incident, it was revealed the restaurant was in violation of several health codes. Really? Turning down big money would be tough for most of us to do, even if it's to protect a franchise film legacy like Back to the Future. Bob Gale, who is the creator behind the trilogy, says under no circumstances will there ever be a spinoff, prequel, or another sequel. He calls the franchise perfect the way it is. The producer says the only way it could remotely happen is if Steven Spielberg signs off on it, and that most likely will not happen because Spielberg does not like sequels. That's probably why we've never seen E.T. Goes to College. People get scared when they see Lost star Sam Anderson board their flight. The 79-year-old actor says when people see him, their faces say, "Get me off this flight," even though a crash would be highly unlikely because most airline passengers aren't good-looking enough to be actors on a network show. On the other hand, when Leslie Nielsen used to board a plane, no one seemed to mind because although there was a threat of disaster, he brought big laughs. Jack Loudon will break down barriers in a new rendition of Pride and Prejudice, according to Jack Loudon. The star of Slow Horses and Dunkirk will play Mr. Darcy opposite Emma Corrin's Elizabeth Bennet. Loudon says the fact that he is the first ginger or redhead to play Mr. Darcy is one of the last discriminatory barriers to fall in television. Loudon replaces the most recent Mr. Darcy, played by the establishment's Colin Firth. Now that's sarcasm. There are some actors that will immerse themselves completely in a role and do anything to accurately portray their character. Then there is Terrence Howard. Howard says his biggest regret in his career is turning down the role of Smokey Robinson, which the singer personally asked him to play. He passed on the role because he was in negotiations to play Marvin Gaye in a biopic by Lee Daniels. According to Variety, Howard ultimately passed on that role over concerns that Marvin was actually gay, concerns that were confirmed by Quincy Jones. During a recent episode of the Club Random podcast, Howard said if he had to kiss a man in a film, he would cut his lips off. I assume he meant his own lips. Howard explained, saying he has to totally understand a role because he doesn't fake it. Maybe that's why he had no problem playing a pimp in Hustle and Flow. He was also in Big Mama's House. Wonder if he cut a body part off after that gem. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.